Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up on strike. From the heartland to Hollywood, more workers hitting the picket lines this morning as retailers struggle to keep shelves stocked.
I'm scared about what's going to happen this holiday season.
We have a live interview with Best Buy's CEO on the crisis, sounding the alarm.
It's very easy for people to be dismissive and say, but you look fine. But the reality is I'm not.
An NBC News exclusive with three victims of that mysterious Havana syndrome. What the U.S. diplomats experienced, and the explanations they've gotten from experts. And get ready for Reba, a live interview with country music icon Reba McEntire, what she's saying about her first ever duet with Dolly Parton. Today, Thursday, October 14th, 2021.
Good morning to my husband and son.
In Mansfield, Texas.
We love you!
Girls trip from Red Wing, Minnesota.
Celebrating Grace's 13th birthday
at the Today Show.
Hi, we're the Stewart family and we love watching the Today Show.
We're so excited to start our day with y'all.
Wishing my mom, Flo, a happy 91st birthday.
Hey, Savannah and Hoda, we're here from Elizabethan, Tennessee
for Marley's 16th birthday.
Today, G turns 50.
Doesn't that make you happy?
Yes.
I think it may be the best part of the day right there. Welcome back to Today. So happy that you guys made us a part of your day. It's a Thursday morning, also known as
Friday
Eve.
Friday Eve, also known as my husband's birthday.
That's what we were just going.
Happy birthday to Mike.
Wait, is that your Feldy?
That's my Feldy and his little mini me right there next to him, Charlie and Vale.
It's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike. We love you so much.
I hope Mike liked our early morning ceremony.
I know. We did all call.
We did.
And then Al started saying, are you one? Are you two? And that could go a while.
All right. Let's get right to our news at 8. This morning, labor disputes are disrupting some of the nation's most important industries, and it's happening while the economy is already feeling the impact of the supply chain bottlenecks. NBC's Morgan Chesky joins us with a closer look at exactly what is going on. Hey, Morgan, good morning.
Hey, Hoda, good morning. And let's start with that overnight development of a massive strike here with United Auto Workers Union. More than 10,000 workers going on strike against John Deere. And this is after they rejected two prior offers of a 5 and a 6% wage hike, in addition to longer term raises as well. Following a pandemic couple years that's seen success for John Deere, these workers say they would like to see some of that translated down the worker line to them as well. And it comes at a critical time for farmers, many of them right in the middle of harvest season, where every piece of equipment and tool is in incredibly high demand. Now, complicating this entire issue is the fact that we are seeing a supply chain backup with some of our shipments being coming in, particularly on the West Coast, that in a lot of instances have left store shelves bare. To alleviate that issue, the Biden administration is now opening Long Beach and Los Angeles ports 24/7 to let some of those cargo ships come in hopes of offloading as quickly as possible. But on the other side, we are seeing a nationwide shortage of warehouse workers and truck drivers who are slowing down the process of getting those products on store shelves. To combat that, the White House says they're trying to accelerate the process for getting a truck driver license. But unfortunately, industry experts say the soonest we could see any relief from that might not happen until next summer. Hoda?
All right, Morgan Chesky there in Dallas for us. Thank you. And guys, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll talk about the forecast for the holiday shortages with the CEO of Best Buy.
And now to the mysterious illness that has sickened more than 200 American spies and diplomats around the world. 5 years after it first surfaced in Cuba, the cause and the culprit remain unknown. NBC's chief Washington correspondent Andrea Mitchell has been looking into it for us. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. For the first time, three of the original victims in cases known as Havana Syndrome are speaking on television with the approval of the State Department. They say they are going public now because they are alarmed by the escalation of incidents and out of concern for their colleagues.
In March of 2017, Tina Onifer, a career Foreign Service officer stationed in Cuba, was standing at her kitchen window washing dishes when she felt a force.
All of a sudden, with no reason or explanation. I felt like I was being struck with something. It was gripping. It was like I had been seized by some invisible hand and I couldn't move.
Meanwhile, diplomats Kate Husband and Doug Ferguson, he now at the U.S. Embassy in Paris, were then stationed in Havana and experiencing a piercing sound from outside their home.
Kind of at the same level all the time. Very, very loud. It's nothing you could sit with.
They didn't know it then, but Kate, Doug, and Tina would become three of the original U.S. diplomats diagnosed with neurological symptoms after experiencing mysterious episodes in Havana.
Acquired brain injury related to a directional phenomenon exposure. What did the neurologist tell you about the changes in your brain?
He said, well, it's like you aged, 20, 25 years all at once.
Cases like theirs are on the rise across the globe. So who or what is to blame? Is it a device or a weapon? While some remain skeptical that these are attacks, a top scientific panel found that the most likely explanation for the Havana cases was directed pulsed radio frequency energy.
One of the reasons I haven't talked to the news is that I feel like I'm telling these bad actors how their weapon worked on me. Like they're getting intel on what they can use it for and how they can use it. Are we guinea pigs? Are we test mice? A little bit felt like it.
While Doug recovered and is back at work, Kate's diplomatic career is over and Tina's is sidelined.
Yeah, this is the heartbreaker. This is the document that says maximal medical improvement, which means that I won't get any better.
That's the great loss, is you get all these people who have so much to offer who are not going to be the same. It's not just us.
Their lives forever altered. They're speaking out now so Americans can understand the impact of these mysterious episodes.
It's very easy for people to be dismissive and say, but you look fine. But the reality is I'm not. And I don't think very many of us are. And we just want to have our lives back.
Hearing these stories really underscores the loss of talent throughout the government as a result of these episodes. Last week, President Biden signed into law a new program to compensate the victims. The leading theory is that it is some kind of device using microwaves or pulse radio frequency, similar to what was first used in Russia, in fact, but could have been used now by a hostile country trying to collect data from U.S. officials and laptops and cell phones, but now as a weapon. Russia did invent similar surveillance technology during the Cold War, but has denied any involvement, as have Cuban officials. For now, unfortunately, the mystery continues. Savannah?
All right, Andrea, thank you. And Andrea's going to have a lot more of that exclusive investigation on Andrea Mitchell Reports today at noon Eastern on MSNBC.
All right, news is covered. That means it's time for a little boost.
Let's go, let's go. Okay, here we go. A Massachusetts boy was so happy to go back to school this fall. He wanted to share his feelings with others. So each morning before his bus comes, Michael Richardson, he stands in his driveway. He has a homemade sign, Happy Signs, to lift the spirits of all those driving by.
To make people's day good, because it's in the morning, and then if you feel good at the morning, you'll probably feel good for the rest of the day.
Words to live by. Michael's mom and dad are both teachers, so they leave the house before he does. They didn't even know he was doing that until Michael's mom got an email from the former principal.
What a great kid.
Go change the world, little guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Cool. Well done, Mike.
Coming up next, Corey Berry, the CEO of Best Buy, joins us in studio for an exclusive live interview. Lots to discuss, from how Best Buy is trying to get around this supply chain crisis to the very early rollout of some holiday shopping deals.
An interesting conversation on the issues affecting every shopper. Coming up right after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we're back with a new take on our top story, the ongoing shipping and supply chain issues that are slowing down businesses and shoppers from coast to coast.
In a moment, Best Buy CEO Corey Barry is here to weigh in on where things stand and what the future holds for companies and customers. But first, NBC's Kristen Dahlgren has more on the efforts to clear up this logjam.
This year, it's not the Grinch, but shipping that could steal Christmas.
I'm scared about what's going to happen this holiday season.
A big snag in the supply chain, already causing huge delays, now threatening holiday shopping. This morning, the White House is stepping in. With railways, truck routes, and warehouses understaffed and cargo ships stuck at sea, and some major retailers like Home Depot and Costco even chartering their own ships to bypass the delays, the administration met with port operators, truckers associations, and executives to tackle the logistical bottleneck.
This is the first key step toward moving our entire freight, transportation, and logistical supply chain nationwide to a 24/7 system.
To help clear out cargo, the Port of LA is shifting to a round-the-clock service. UPS is too, while utilizing enhanced data sharing with ports that could move up to 20% more containers. Meanwhile, FedEx and Walmart are extending their nighttime hours as Samsung and Target set 90-day deadlines to significantly increase their cargo movement and free up space.
Things are trickling in slowly, but we're just here waiting.
Experts say their best advice is to start holiday shopping now. Today, Best Buy is announcing they're rolling out Black Friday deals next week. Amazon also getting a jump on offering early deals, while Target's new price match guarantee starts this week and runs through Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
But with product demand skyrocketing, businesses have workers on the top of their wish lists. According to staffing agency PeopleReady, retail and delivery driver gigs are among the most in-demand and available jobs, including at Nordstrom, which plans to hire 28,000 new employees in the U.S. and Canada, part of an all-out sprint as stores and shoppers try to stock up before it's too late. For today, Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News.
And joining us now is Corey Barry. She's the CEO of tech and electronics giant Best Buy, which has nearly 1,000 stores across the country. It's good to have you here, Corey, with us. You're on the front lines, in a way, of all of these issues that Kristen just laid out. You've got inflation up. You've got employee shortages. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the economy in general. And this shipping backlog. How are you handling it? What is your view of this crisis?
Yeah, I think one of the important things at Best Buy is we've been navigating this for almost 20 months. Consumer electronics was one of the first categories to really pop. And that meant demand skyrocketed globally. It meant some of the factories were shutting down due to COVID issues. Mm-hmm. And so our teams have really been working hard with our vendor partners through this whole time to bring in product. What that means is we've been planning way ahead of time for the holiday. And we're actually in a relatively good inventory position. There's always a few spotty things in consumer electronics, like gaming consoles or a certain phone. That always happens. But broadly, I mean, we're going into the holiday with 20% more inventory than we had 2 years ago, 50% more than last year.
Wow.
And so I think it, really what it plays to is those with scale, in our case, those with specialty, and those who have really diversified their supply chains are going to be in a markedly better position even through the crisis.
Big companies.
The other thing we keep seeing is prices are going to go up. So when people go to buy something, be prepared to pay more. Is that what you're expecting?
I think, again, in our case, we've been navigating this for a long time. And there are certain categories that people have talked about, like appliances, where we've seen some of the price increases. But we're heading into the most competitive part of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to have that perfect gift for their customers. And what we're seeing is we're going to continue to be priced incredibly competitively, and we don't see prices going up markedly unexpectedly from here. And in fact, if anything, there's going to be great deals out there.
What's your view of the employee shortage? Everyone talks about the great resignation, millions of Americans leaving the workforce and leaving retail jobs such as a Best Buy or a JCPenney or wherever, because they can get a better job elsewhere.
interestingly, we are in a really good situation with our employees. Mm-hmm. And I think for us, one of the magical things that's happened over the last 20 months is we have unleashed the ingenuity of our employees. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, they're doing different jobs. They're working call centers or chat if they're maybe nervous about being in
a store. Have wages gone up?
We invested in wages over a year ago. We raised our minimum wage to $15. Mm-hmm. We were one of the first to do that. But it's not about wages. I think it's actually about feeling like a valued employee. Our turnover is actually down versus 2 years ago pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, what's the wellness and the care for your employees?
Right. One of the things a lot of people wonder are employees required to get vaccinations? And I know at yours there are incentives. There's not a requirement. But what's the percentage of employees at Best Buy who are vaccinated?
Yeah, the majority of our employees are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. What's been interesting for us, we've tried very hard. We believe vaccination is incredibly crucial mm-hmm. and important. So we've done everything from $100,000 in sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. We give paid time off to take the vaccination. If you're feeling ill, we are giving $250 bonuses to anyone who gets vaccinated. And right now, we're actually putting vaccination clinics in some of our stores, mm-hmm. especially in areas of the country that aren't as vaccinated.
What do you think about this proposed rule, an OSHA rule? Would it mandate that employers with over 100 employees, yeah. clearly Best Buy would fit into that category, require a vaccine? Are you mm-hmm. supportive of that?
Yeah, to the extent there is OSHA guidance, and we're very clear about how that's going to work, we are absolutely supportive of following the guidance. We've done that since day one, to be very clear. We've been very much in line with CDC guidance and mm-hmm. OSHA guidance.
Well, we appreciate you coming to see us. Thank you so much. And it's nice to see you in person, too, in our studio.
It's
thank
such
you
a so pleasure. Much.
You're Corey happy to Barry. Be off Zoom?
Oh, I'm so happy.
You're free.
Thank you so much. Thank Corey you. Barry, CEO of Best Buy.
All right, let's send it over to Mr. Roker, get a check of the weather.
All right, guys, let's show you what we have as far as our country today. Beautiful weather in the eastern third of the country. Summer-like conditions. Heavy rain, though, down through Texas into the mid-Mississippi River Valley. Some morning freezes in the Rockies. A fire risk starting to fire up out west. And that is your latest weather. Don't forget, find us on Sirius XM Channel 108.
All right, straight ahead, guys. Reba McEntire will talk to the country star as she gets set to reunite with her fans on a new tour. Plus, she's performing one of her most iconic guests of the week.
She's on Team Adele
right after this.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
that's funny.
Thursday morning. It's the 14th of October, 2021. What an awesome crowd out here. Smiling faces. We're spending the morning with us. We're so happy to have you with us. We got a good one coming up.
They are a great crowd. And yes, we do have a good one coming up. A special story. How do you say thank you to a military vet who has sacrificed so much for her country? We're going to share her remarkable story. It is an emotional surprise that is absolutely going to make your morning. So stick around for that.
Also ahead, guys, an icon in country music and our good friend who loves Adele, Reba McEntire. We're going to chat with Reba about hitting the road again, teaming up with another icon, Dolly Parton. Plus, Reba's got a special performance, especially for us.
Ooh. Coming up in just a few minutes, guys, on the third hour, award-winning filmmaker Ava DuVernay. You remember, of course, she directed Selma, A Wrinkle in Time. Well, now Ava's out with a fascinating new show right here on NBC starring real families, and she's going to tell us all about that.
All right, and a quick note, if you missed any of Jill Martin's bargains on Peacock Presents Steals and Deals, Throwback Edition, there's another chance today.
Oh, that's right, special event airing again throughout the day on Today All Day on Peacock. Stop in, tune in, shop the deals, including a 30% off 6 months subscription to Peacock Premium. Oh. You can find all that and more, peacock.today.com. And of course, Peacock is a part of our parent company, NBC.
You knew that.
Too.
That's the first you've learned.
Yeah.
How about the forecast?
Hey, I got to show this young man over here. What's your name, sir?
Kevin Kinsella.
And you beat prostate cancer.
Yes, just last week.
Oh, Kevin. Way to go.
What? Thanks to you.
Well, I'm glad you got checked.
Yes, I did.
Very good.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good. Way to go. Thank you. Hopefully you do that as well or tell someone you love they need to get checked. Let's look at your weekend. Friday, sunshine up and down the East Coast. Some severe storms through the plains. Santa Ana winds starting to fire up out west. Could cause an increase in fire danger, which will happen on Saturday. Strong storms in the Northeast. A sky full of sun from the Great Lakes and the plains all the way down to the Gulf. And then Sunday! Much cooler than the north and the east, but a nice fall day through the Great Lakes down into the Mississippi River Valley. Some showers moving into Northern California and the Pacific Northwest coast. And that is your latest one.
All right, Al, thank you. Coming up next, a military vet who's dedicated her life to helping and serving others, getting a really special surprise herself. You do not want to miss this one. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Woo!
Heroes Among Us is sponsored by Progressive's Keys to Progress program, celebrating 9 years and more than 800 vehicles donated to veterans.
And we are back with our ongoing series, Heroes Among Us. This morning, we're shining a light on a very deserving veteran and the work that she does to give back to her community.
Yeah, NBC News Now anchor Morgan Radford is here with our story. Hi, Morgan. Good morning.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. So, Army veteran Janae Coleman thought she'd serve in the military for life, but a chronic illness forced her to retire, and the transition to civilian life was pretty devastating. So, she turned that trauma into a business, giving back to veterans just like her. And now, with the help of her veteran community and our sponsor, Progressive, we were able to pull off a pretty big surprise.
Nothing gave Army veteran Janae Coleman more pride than wearing her military uniform.
I liken it to Superman with his cape on. This uniform literally is part of our identity. We eat in it, we sleep in it, we train in it, and then some of us even die in it.
Janae joined the ROTC while in high school and later the Army, quickly rising in the ranks, eventually earning a promotion for a position at the White House.
What was it about military culture that attracted you?
I really fell in love with the camaraderie. I loved the structure. Here we have a mission. Here's how we're going to execute it.
But her time in the Army was cut short. Janae contracted Lyme disease in 2003, and her health started to decline.
I no longer could run. I started having a lot of different symptoms, heart palpitations. It was a lot.
And then there was the mental toll, the uncertainty of her future causing her to fall into a depression.
I even felt suicidal at times.
You did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Even to the point of suicidal ideations. But nobody knew.
Nobody knew what you were thinking or feeling?
No. I was really good at wearing a mask. I would sometimes cry on the way to work, get myself together, walk in and do a 12-hour shift.
After 10 years serving in the Army, Janae was medically discharged. She says the transition to civilian life was traumatic.
It was crushing, to be honest with you. I didn't know how to explain it, but I didn't realize at that time that I was really suffering from a lot of PTSD.
She found comfort in transition classes offered by the military, designed to help veterans adjust to life without the uniform.
What did those classes teach you? Were they helpful?
They were very helpful. I will say that there's multiple classes, anything from finance to veterans benefits.
I had a student in
one class focusing on image and how to dress professionally impacted Janae so much that she decided to become an instructor.
Just taught a class today on dressing for success.
Later, starting her own business, offering those same services to even more veterans.
My big dream was to be able to continue working in the military community and seeing something established where that transition process is identical and that every single military member has access to everything.
But when the pandemic hit, so did budget cuts, and these classes were pulled back, also slowing down Janae's new business. On top of it all, she was dealt another blow last summer.
I was driving on a major highway, and apparently a tractor trailer, the tire blew. I remember a car swerving, and when I looked back in front of me, there was this tire, and I just remember bracing.
Janae injured her neck, back, and shoulder, and her car was also totaled in the accident.
Do you have a car now?
I don't. No.
You can't get around? Or
I actually learned to appreciate walking a lot more now. It's between walking and Ubering, mostly.
Despite all those struggles, Janae still shows up for her veteran community. So they came together to show up for her.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know those people?
Yes.
All of these people came out today because they know what a big heart you have. And they wanted to support you and all the work you're doing for the veteran community. We know you've had a little bit of difficulty getting back on your feet after your accident.
Oh my God.
So our sponsors here at Progressive decided to gift you this beautiful car as part of their Keys to Progress program to support veterans like you.
Oh, man. Lord. And I prayed. I said, I'm going to wait. I can't even think straight right now.
Now
we get the happy tears. Did the shock wear off?
I don't know if it's going to be, it's going to be a little while.
What an amazing moment. Despite everything she's been through, as you can see, Janae is such an inspiring woman with so much love to give. But we also do want to mention that if you or someone you know is struggling emotionally, that you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline for help. That number is on your screen.
Wow, that was so fun to see that for her.
She was so lovely. And to see that moment where she said, no, guys, I need a beat to just process. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you've never seen anyone happier to drive away in that car. Yeah.
She's zipping around in that cool red car. That's awesome.
It's such an important transition from soldiering to civility. Yeah. And her wanting to open up the business and help others just keep a tentacle close to the military.
Right.
Just shows you her patriotism.
And a lot of us thank them for their service, but don't think about what that life is like afterwards.
Right. It is hard. Wow. Great story.
Thank you, Morgan.
Of course, thank you.
All right, still coming up this morning, one of the queens of country music, the great Reba McEntire, is with us live. We can't wait to catch up with Reba coming up. But first, this is Today on NBC.
The City Music Series on Today is proudly presented to you by City.
Welcome back. There are really only a handful of artists who can be recognized by just their first name. Adele, yes, Madonna, Beyonce, and of course, Reba, our next guest.
That's right. The country icon has a new box set, Revived, Remixed, Revisited, that's putting a whole new different spin on her music library. Reba, it's so good to see you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're just happy that you're on. And, you know, a lot of artists obviously put out box sets before. How did you come up with the idea to break it up into these three different categories?
Well, Carson, unfortunately, I didn't come up with that idea. I'm the doer, not the thinker-upper. My record label, they came up with it. My team worked hard with them. And instead of doing a box set, which we have done before, it was revived. It's the songs that the band and I went into the studio and re-recorded the songs that have been number one records. But we recorded them the way we do them on stage, live. Mm-hmm. And then the remixed is the dance mix of all the songs, 10 songs that we did, which were a lot of fun. And then Revisited, I went in the studio with Dave Cobb and stripped down some of the songs. Fancy is on all three albums, so we had a wonderful time with it.
That's so fun, and I can't believe you had never gotten together and collaborated with Dolly Parton, but you two get together and do a duet. How was that?
It was a lot of fun getting to do the video. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do the recording together because of COVID. I put the tracks down with Dave Cobb, and then we sent the tracks and my vocal over to Dolly, and she came up with this version that is totally different than the way anybody else has ever sung the song. And I was thrilled to death with it. And we couldn't believe we hadn't done a duet before, but it was fun. We
I
had a great time
seeing
getting to shoot
you
the
two
video.
Together. That's such a thrill.
Thank you.
The song's
Thanks.
Called Does He Love You, Reba. And, you know, it's a big hit. And I think you posted on Instagram footage of you and your boyfriend, Rex, singing it to, like, your dog. How much fun was that?
It was a lot of fun. Justin McIntosh came up with the idea and for TikTok, and we've just been having so much fun putting stuff on TikTok, just cutting up. And Riddler, now he wants his own trailer, and we have to talk to his assistant before we can give him treats. So it's causing problems around here at the house, but we're getting over
it. Dog's getting a big head. Well, this is new love for you and Rex.
Yeah, Rex and I have known each other since 91 when we were in the Gambler movie together with Kenny Rogers. And then have known each other, kept in contact. And then in 2020, when Mama got sick, he called me. But we had gotten to see each other before because we're both on Young Sheldon. So starting in March of 2020, we just kept talking and visiting and finally got together, see each other again in June. We've been pretty much inseparable ever since.
Pandemic love affair.
You have been chilling out like everybody else during the pandemic. Are you excited to get back out on the road and tour?
We are. We haven't done a live concert since March 1st, 2020. So we're ready to get back out on tour next January.
Wow, you sound so good, Reba. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the box set, on the tour, on the new love, all the things.
So good to see you, Reba. Thanks. All the best.
Good to see y'all. Thanks.
Congrats.
Have a great day.
All right. Reba's going to come back, actually, chat a little bit for the fourth hour as well. And we are back in a moment. This is Today on NBC.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
We're back, Al. It's birthday time.
Yes, sir. That's what the music means. So let's start spinning those Smucker's jars and wish some folks some happy birthdays. First up, happy 100th birthday to Milton Zussman, a proud grandpa from Longboat Key, Florida. His grandson says Milton here is best known for his trademark eyebrows.
Yeah.
Say the sequel and the duck comes down. Jean Papsicki of Freehold, New Jersey is 100. Rumor has it she makes the best apple pie you will ever taste. Happy 100th birthday to Eleanor Swihart, an avid reader from McDonald, Kansas. What's Eleanor's secret to longevity? Coffee, yes! Mary Sally of Chase City, Virginia, celebrating 103 years. Her family loves her great sense of humor. John Penniman is from Portland, Oregon, a jokester also. He's 100, served as a transport pilot in World War II, and we salute you for your service, sir. And last but not least, happy 103rd birthday to Jimmy Galgano, a sports fan from Mesa, Arizona. Jimmy says the secret to longevity, a Coney Island hot dog.
Hey, now.
Yes, sir. That's what we're talking about. Happy birthday to everybody.
All right, Uncle Al, thank you so much. Coming up on the fourth hour, actress Sutton Foster reveals a secret talent she says saved her life.
Plus, Jada De Laurentiis whips up a show-stopping appetizer for your next party.
But first, coming up in the third hour, William Shatner back on Earth and back with us live, sharing more on his adventures in space.
Coming up next, the third hour of today.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.